Take a deep breath. Put your body and your mind in a relaxed state of ease and peace. And feel yourself moving deeper and deeper. Allowing yourself to go more and more deeply into the higher self, the spirit that you are forever. I'm going to count from 3 to 1. And with each count, you're going to feel your entire body relax as you drift deeply into a perfect state of grace and understanding. 3, feel your hands and feet, your fingers and toes, your arms and legs grow heavy and relax as you move deeper and deeper into a perfect state of receptivity and your ability to sense and know all that you need to sense and know. Breath comes and breath goes. Breath comes and breath goes. And with every passing breath, you go deeper and deeper to that part of you that transcends space and time with a thought. All perceptions are at hand. Completely relax now. Every sound that you hear, every movement that you make, every moment that passes, serve only to take you deeper and deeper. Putting yourself in a perfect state of relaxation, reception, and the perception of all that occurs for you spontaneously and your experience of spirit and spirit mind. And as you rest easily and deeply in this beautiful state of peace and grace, I want you to perceive, to realize the force of your higher self far above you. Now, even though you perceive this higher self as far above you, it is never apart from you. But begin to sense the energy and the power of the higher self who you are eternally. And this higher self begins to descend, and you can sense this energy of your eternal being. And you can sense the forces and realize them as they move closer and closer to you. Indeed, your higher self now descends into your physical body, moving all the way down so that the whole body of your higher self is within the body of your physical self. And perhaps you may feel larger or sit up straighter or feel as if your arms and legs are longer. Sense completely, realize the force of the higher self that exists within you. And as you perceive that higher self, feel the energies. Feel the mind of the higher self within your mind. Feel the sharing and the absolute presence of your eternal being and the strength and the power of its wonderful force. Do this now. As you experience the higher self, the eternal self you are within you, allow yourself to also experience now the vision or perspective that your higher self gives to you about any situation in your personal life. Take a moment or two to look at this temporal situation from your eternal being. As you see the situation anew, consider any old methods that your personality used to deal with this situation. Any of the old patterns, any of the old paradigms that your personality used to hold about this situation. And as you apply the vision of your higher self to this situation, allow that vision to blast apart these old paradigms. Allow yourself to release the personal perspective, the personal history, the personal patterns. See these patterns breaking up and going away from you as your higher self applies its approach to this situation or to your life in general. See any old patterns of your personality that keep you down, being pushed away, let go, and released. Is your new experience of self, your new paradigm of eternal power that directs your life as you engage this mind. And this higher self no longer needs those old definitions and patterns. So let yourself see, feel, sense, and truly experience the release of old patterns as your higher self applies its energy and mind to all parts of your personal life and to this situation in particular. yourself know it to be so. Feel the freedom that you have in releasing old thought patterns, old emotional responses. Let them all go. And as you continue to let those patterns go, feel yourself as this power and mind, letting go of the personality too. That part of you that owns the temporal things that seem important but are not important to your eternal perspective. Letting go of the personality might be a scary thing at first, for it is how you've defined yourself your whole life. And you don't have to worry that you don't have a new definition, a new sense of self, for within you abides eternally your truest definition and your truest sense of self. So allow the personality to dissipate on the wings of the wind. And in place of that self is the power and the mind of who you are eternally, absolutely within you. And now that you have employed the power of your higher self to release the personality, feel that power completely. Feel the freedom, the opportunity, and the potential that you have to make real every eternal directive right now, in this moment, in every moment. Take a few minutes to understand, perceive, and experience all that lies before you in your new sense of self. And as you perceive the path that lies before you, the path of opportunity and power and potential, you start to utilize the force of that soul that you are forever, applying the powers that are yours eternally to situations in your life that you thought you couldn't handle, that you thought were too difficult to control or too challenging to deal with, and see how your higher self approaches any of these situations about which you've considered lately, and see how your higher self deals with it. See how you utilize the force of your eternal soul within all of these steps upon your path. Take a moment to employ the soul energy. And now that you have started to employ the great power of your eternal soul in the physical world through which you move, you are now more apt and able to employ the powers, the great forces that are commanded with your group, with your brotherhood of spirit and master teachers and archangels and the kingdom of the angels. You feel your group of spirit workers come forth around you and near you and behind you. And the masters and the angelic realm that work with you on the path of service for humankind now send their energy forth through your higher self so that you can utilize their force as well upon your path of service. And feel yourself grow larger and fuller and more complete as you are supported with this great, powerful, and masterful force of your group of teachers and angels that work with you. And as this energy moves through you and within you and around you, allow yourself to see your higher self walk upon the path of service that lies before you. And see in which ways you can utilize this force and apply it to situations that are on your path of service. And give yourself the opportunity to express these forces in service of mankind. Interpret or analyze. Just take a moment to briefly look upon this path and recognize the powers that you have to bear, the powers that you can bring forth from yourself and from all the group around you to service, and see how this may play out. Predetermine where that path goes. If you don't understand something you see, let it just be there. The important thing is your ability now to sense the power that you have as you let go of the personal self and live and breathe each moment from the mind and the heart of your soul and the higher self you are forever. and realize how easy it will be for you to absorb and channel even higher levels of power from your group. I am now going to count from 1 to 3, and with each count, you will bring your awareness back to your body, back to the chair in which you sit, back to the room where you are, remembering all that you experienced completely. 1, coming back to a sense of your physical vehicle without disengaging from the higher self that rests within you. 2, feel your hands and feet take a deep breath, realizing that when you do open your eyes, you can see with the eyes of your higher self, your soul. 3, coming back more and more completely, remembering all that you perceived, particularly remembering how you can, in every moment, choose the mind and the heart and the power of your divine, eternal self.